helped determine the future of Camp Courageous. After 45 years, Charlie Becker is going to focus on the Camp Foundation. So Camp Courageous is looking for its next executive director to handle the day-to-day operations and year-round programs of the camp near Monticello, Iowa. For more information, go to campcourageous.org and click on the Looking for CEO tab. The search for Charlie's successor is on at campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of April 2025. Hopefully, April showers will bring May flowers, but I always remember back in 1973 when we received over a foot of snow, so one never knows here in Iowa. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational respite and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is a highlight of the year, and we thank you for that. A little parent comment here. This comes from Sarah Cranebeer. She is the mom of Ollie. She writes, Camp Courageous' fun day was such a fun experience. We rode the train, swam, snuggled with cute farm animals, and did the zip line. We also had the opportunity to take a tour and get a better idea of what Camp Courageous is all about. The staff did a great job of answering questions and reassuring those who had reservations about sending their kids away. I can't wait to attend next year's Family Fun Day and will definitely be looking into signing up my kid for camp soon. We've had a respite cure weekend this past weekend, a time in which parents leave off their children with disabilities on a Friday night and come back on Sunday and pick them up. This coming weekend is another respite cure weekend. The theme is Lights, Camera, Action, and a great respite cure just does a super job here at camp. And of course, with that kind of title, it's movie inspired. So it'll be a lot of magical movies, and they'll receive the red carpet treatment. Our travel program is off and going. They're in Indiana for March Madness. Had a wonderful time there. They're at Lucas Oil Stadium. And at first they saw Kentucky versus Tennessee. And then they saw the Purdue and Houston game. So they had a great time. And the big trip that's going on right now, leaving here Saturday morning, is they're heading to Paris. So we have a group of campers and staff, volunteers, that are heading to Paris to take in that as part of our travel program. A big reminder to folks, especially if you're a Hawkeye fan, for our campers, we have the 18th annual Camp Courageous Iowa Hawkeye Spring Tailgater. It will be May the 3rd, 2025. You have to sign up and have to be registered in order to attend. And you can do that by going to cbecker@campcourageous.org. Also go in to our Facebook page and that information will be there. We need the camper's name, the age. We recommend just one guardian, and whether or not they use a wheelchair or not, contact phone number, email address, and shirt size. It is an incredible time. Once again, May 3rd, we start out at 7:45 in the morning, and we give them all kinds of free gifts. Then they'll have the chance to meet Coach Ferentz and a number of the players. They'll have autographs, and then they'll tour the facilities. It is an opportunity of a lifetime. We encourage you to get signed up for that. A big thank you to Sam Brinks. He is the Assistant Director of Player Development for coordinating the activities, Coach Ferentz and the University of Iowa football team, and Glenn Haskins and Molo Petroleum and R&H Prince for all the free items and their help. This past week, we had our good friends from Misericordia over in Chicago come visit us. Father Jack Clare, he's President and Executive Director of Misericordia Homes, and Alex Padella came over. And we also had our dear friend Brad Prendergast from Chicago come over, part of the Cubs, as in the Chicago Urban Bicycle Society. Cubs have been longtime friends and supporters of Camp Courageous and also of Misericordia. And so we brought the two groups together, and Misericordia is looking at the possibility of sending campers to Camp Courageous here next year as their camp has closed. So excellent time. We have some events coming up. We got Stuff the Bus, and it's going to be on Saturday, April 19th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at three locations. It'll be at Dollar Fresh in Monticello. It'll be at the Marion Hy-Vee and the Mount Vernon Hy-Vee in Cedar Rapids. It's an opportunity where we'll give you a little list when you go in to shop, and maybe you might want to pick up some toilet paper, some paper towel, or numerous things for Camp Courageous. Also, a reminder here at the end of the month is the Omelet Breakfast. It'll be Sunday, April 27th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Your omelet and sausage and toast and orange juice and coffee and on and on. Great time to see the camp, and we'll be spotlighting South Cabin that we're just in the process of remodeling. Just also a reminder for your calendar, Cruising for Camp Courageous is coming up on May 18th, one of the largest car shows in the state of Iowa, and we'd love to have you come out and be a part of that. Manchester Garage Sale continues to go strong up in Manchester, 1121 East Main Street. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. Had a super time with Mary Jane and John Inquist from Waterloo, who brought some beautiful limited edition autograph prints that we're going to see some of those at the Pineapple Gala. But a big thank you to this wonderful couple. Also, a thank you to the Hopkinton Lions Club. Steve Kurt dropped off a check of support for Camp Courageous. Camp's need of the week is Unbreakable Cereal Bowls along with baby wipes. We sure appreciate that. And if you want to see what all Camp Courageous needs, you can go to our wish list at Amazon. Remembering one of our dear friends that passed away, our camper friend, Bihari Richards, passed away. Long time friend of Camp Courageous. He loved coming here. His personality was larger than life. Loved music, loved to dance. Just a wonderful camper. Our sympathy goes out to his family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend, and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.